B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at the Sports Hub. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, and download the Sports Hub app. You can also get all of our podcasts there as well, each and every hour of this show and the In a Nutshell podcast.
That's where the intern could pump his...
It's true.
You on Twitter or anything? Social media?
I tweeted out his handle just if people wanted to follow his baseball takes.
What's his handle?
At Tyler Milliken. Oh, sorry. Tyler underscore Milliken.
Oh.
All right.
Make Nope. Tyler Milliken underscore.
Well, what's his name? McLaughlinus? Tyler McLaughlinus.
So, yeah. Tell me, Tom Brady could go to the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, I mean, okay. So, Brady... You know, based on his little comment about I won't be wearing a jacket to the Super Bowl next year. He wants to go to somewhere and win and prove people wrong, right? Right? That he could still play, that he could still be a top five guy. What market can he do that in? Can he do that in Tampa? Can he build a super team? And that super team talk is being thrown around out there, which it's pretty hard to do at the NFL level. You know, there's a lot of things you need to take care of on both sides of the football. It's not just like, hey, we're going to do our big three and we're going to roll with it. Can't do it in Tampa. Can't do it in Miami. What are you, a 9-win team in Miami? 9-7? So for Brady at the age of 43, you really want to be playing wild card weekend? No. You want to buy. What teams can give him the ability other than New England? See, I still think New England's number one. I think Patriots have a great shot to sign him back here. Dallas is a good football team. They have a big offensive line. So if you're Brady and you're going in, what are you looking at? Stable ownership, right? Great ownership. That's these two owners here, this one, this guy, Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft, the top two in the league. So you got a great facility, you got a great stadium. Your practice facility's great. See, I've never been downtown Dallas. I have no clue what Dallas is like. But the stadium isn't in Dallas. So where would he live? Where would she live? Like if that's a big thing to her, right? She sacrificed a lot. You put all this stuff in a pot. You got to reload the pot, right, Artie? You got to load it up, man.
No,
Take that time. No,
the family part does not enter into this. He's got a son in New York. I don't see how being in Dallas is somehow a selling point for Brady. Nope.
So you got a big. So what is Jerry going to tell him? Okay,
got big. I think Jerry. Line. I got to run him back. I think Tom Brady probably Dallas looks sucks. At Jerry Jones and probably thinks of him as being a bit of a nut. You said stable ownership. You say Jerry Jones, and the first word that pops into my head is not stable.
Well, I mean, he's one of the best owners in sports, though.
No, he's not.
The way he's grown the league.
No,
the brand.
He's a meddler.
No. He meddles. He's a good,
he's a good mouthpiece.
Good businessman. Good at making money. Good at investing in the right things. But this idea that, like, Jerry's a great owner.
You want to go
Jerry's not a great owner. Jerry's been the guy who's gotten in the way of his team succeeding on the field.
Look, if you want to make this argument, you make it about the football and the team, the personnel that they have, and their ability to add to it. And stop right there, because anything else, you bring up the owner, nope, not a selling point.
He writes
the location, nope, not a selling point.
The location is not a selling point.
No. The football team on the field? Is that a selling point?
I think they had a pretty good team.
I think they got a pretty good team.
Does Tom Brady have a better chance just right now, as currently constituted, of walking in and playing quarterback with a bunch of new guys and new coaches and guys he's never played with before in Dallas, more of an ability to win and go further than he would if he returned to New England?
No, because it's turnkey here.
Right.
See, and you're playing for a West Coast head coach in Mike McCarthy. So now, terminology-wise.
Yeah, he doesn't fit the offense. Phil Perry. But the offensive pieces would be good. They've got a great offense. They've got big boy offensive line, like they always do in Dallas. So they've got a great running back.
Corn-fed offensive lineman.
Assuming Amari Cooper is back there, you've got Amari Cooper. I mean, he's a free agent.
I don't think they're a bad team. I just don't know. Well, I do know. I know that he has a better chance of succeeding in New England than he does anywhere else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You don't have to. What's his relationship with Mike McCarthy going to be like?
I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know. And
how much is?
I'm trying to look at this with an open mind. If he really wants to hit free agency and be wined and dined and do this tour, what is attractive to him?
Brady to me is someone who thinks the grass is greener everywhere else. Like if he were to leave, I would say he thought the grass is greener, and then he's going to get there with whoever the coach is and say, "Oh man, I'm smarter than my coach. This is a problem." Like, no matter where he goes, where's he going to go where the coach there he feels is a real coach and someone that, you know, sort of has more knowledge than he does?
What the hell's the owner doing down here on the sideline midway through the third quarter?
Why is he holding a press conference in my locker room?
Why does the owner do the post game speech every week?
Imagine Robert standing in front of cameras doing an interview in the locker room at post game.
Hey, I just want to let you know.
Ran the ball a little bit more.
This is off topic, but a trade just went down in the NBA.
Ooh.
Golden State has agreed to trade D'Angelo Russell to Minnesota for a deal that will include Andrew Wiggins, a 2021 protected first rounder,
ooh,
a 2022 second round pick. So that is in addition to the Warriors sending Jacob Evans and Amari Spellman to the Timberwolves. But D'Angelo Russell is on the move to Minnesota.
Ooh.
Golden State. Feels like Golden State did not win that deal, but time will tell.
No.
That's the latest on the NBA trade.
Jim Walton had that one too. Like, if you're Golden State too, like, it just, Draymond Green, like, what do you want to do? Do you want to move anybody?
They wanted a first round pick apparently, and they got it.
Protected. We don't know what.
It's top three protected, I believe.
Oh, so it could still be a good pick.
Yeah.
Unless it's in the top three. And then what? It probably bounces to the following year, I assume.
Yeah. I don't think he's tweeted beyond that.
Okay.
So.
All right. 617-779.
Wiggins' contract is one of those. I was just trying to look it up quick. It's one of those huge, huge contracts.
Let's go to back to your calls, and we'll go to Todd, who's in Winthrop. Hi, Todd.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just a quick question. I want to know what your opinion was. If Coral was still the manager, hypothetically, beyond this scandal, do you think he would have, like, tried to fight to keep Betts here or not?
I think he may have, you know, I think any manager would want Betts on their team versus not having Betts on their team, but I don't think he would have won. If they wanted to trade him, they were going to do it with or without Alex Cora.
All right, thank you. I was just curious.
Todd, I think they've been setting themselves up for this for a year. They've been talking about this, not on the record, maybe off the record, floating it for a year that Mookie didn't want to be here. That's their smear job. They did it in advance this time. They laid the groundwork for this over the last 12 months.
Not so much a smear job. It's just softening the blow. They've been doing that for a while. It's just, hey, you know, we've all said we're going to be under that.
I think it's smearing Mookie Betts. I think it's completely unfair to Mookie Betts what they've done.
It's like a scapegoat.
He doesn't want to be here. Says who? Not Mookie Betts. They've continued to float that idea through their people. Float the idea as it's been going on for a very long time now.
So people on the outside are looking at you. This would be like them, like, saying goodbye to Trout out west. You know, like, what do people think about the Boston Red Sox? Like, were they looking at, like, wow, what did Betts do? How do you not hang on to that type of player? That team, that market, that money they have. Like you said yesterday, Fenway Sports Group's worth what?
$6.6 billion.
Half a billion more than the Yankees. That's pretty good. Pretty damn good. Grown it from 700 grand to that.
Ron's in Peabody. Hi, Ron.
Hey, I tell you, man, if I hear another person complain about this Mookie Betts trade, I'm going to lose it. First and foremost, one, everybody that says they, Henry and them, should have hold on to him, not one of them actually say that they're willing to sign him to a 10 or 12-year contract. So what's the sense of holding on to him if we're not going to sign him to a 10 or 12-year contract that he wants? God forbid, like, say, 4 years into the contract and he, like, blows out an ACL or something, and then we're looking at ourselves like, oh, my God, they blew it. They should have never signed him.
Okay, so
you're talking about a freak knee injury.
So you're against... Like,
but I'm just saying, anything can happen, though,
yeah.
Right? Anything can happen.
So you repair the knee and you play him next year. Look at Pedroia.
So what? You have him this year sitting on and play. What he's going to do? Play it out like pretty much like how Brady did? Sulk all the way, and then come Christmas, around Christmas, we're all sitting around waiting to figure out what Mookie Betts is going to do. He's going to do a Hulu commercial too?
Like, it's a good take.
So he's against signing long-term contracts.
Yeah.
So then be in favor of that. So you're saying I'm okay with him being traded because I'm against 10-year deals. I'm against long-term contracts.
Yeah.
Fine. Then that's your opinion. Right. That's your opinion of it. That's fine. So you're against that. So that's why you'd be okay with trading Mookie Betts.
So you're against the market value of the player.
Well, no, you're just, your guiding principle is that, no, I don't like those deals. I don't like getting involved in those deals, and I don't ever want to do those deals. That's fine. You're going to be at a competitive disadvantage when you have a top player in the game. You're never going to have a top player unless you've traded for them mid-contract, because the top guys in the sport now get those deals.
Yeah,
it's fine. Then you're never going to have a player of that caliber.
I was just going to say,
those are the deals they're on.
You rail against the entire league. You know, that's what it's come down to. Huge years, huge money.
Yeah.
Can't give you any more money per year. We'll just give you more years. Even though but knowing full well, not going to be worth it toward the end of that contract. If that's what it takes to get those years of service out of you for years 1 through 5, so be it. We'll overpay for the last half of the contract.
Then I don't know what your expectations are ever going to be as a fan of that team then. You know, because like, okay, you're going to have nice little teams then. Like, what do you just a bunch of good, above-average guys to just try and be competitive. Well, I think we got so excited about Kyrie Irving coming here last year. Superstar, big money guy, primetime player. But now we like this team better.
617-779-0985. NBA trade deadline. Mookie Betts. Brady to the Cowboys? Really? All that's in the mix here on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
First, our introduction.
Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, Lord. Well, I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Oh, Lord.
I asked Jim earlier to find us a Phil Collins mashup.
Yeah.
And this is all you could come up with.
Kind of creepy when you watch the video.
Okay, now you can cut it off. Now it's, it doesn't.
I'd find one with Weezer, Jim. Let Weezer do redo Phil Collins.
Yeah,
that's not a good one.
What the hell is this?
It's not good.
I mean, it works for like 20 seconds and then it just falls apart.
Jim, I'm going to send.
Did you find one, Easy Lover?
No, I'm going to send you a link, though, where there might be some better ones. You and T-Bone can check it out and let us know. Is mashups another weakness in Jim's game, the way sound effects are?
Yeah.
Is that, that's what we need? There's so few weaknesses in that game. but the sound effects is one.
But the few that exist are
glaring,
incredibly weak. They're just anemic.
We've got to find one better than that.
What was the one he used? The creaky door? Bad as creaky door one.
The hot stove is the legendary
the
one.
Hot stove is the worst sound effect in the history of radio.
I will select Little Tyke's stove set, that the button you press when your daughter, when she's four, it's like that bacon sound of bacon crackling.
There's so many things that the hot stove could be.
Yeah.
Right?
Like bubbly. I think of boiling water. Like, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, water bubbling.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Mike, who's in New Hampshire on the NBA today. What's up, Mike?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you this afternoon?
Good.
So,
what's up, Mike?
So, hey, of all the different things you guys have used the adjective sneaky for, I think I got a new one. It's a sneaky diva.
Sneaky
Al Horford might just be a sneaky diva. Because when he was in Atlanta and the Alpha Dog, everyone talked about what a great leader he is, so let's bring him to Boston. He's the Alpha Dog, what a great leader he is. Suddenly Kyrie shows up and there's problems in the locker room. Maybe it's because Al Horford isn't the Alpha anymore. So he goes and sides in Philly, not the Alpha there, and there's problems in the Philly locker room. Sneaky diva, new term.
Sneaky diva. Okay, like Mike.
Yeah, I like the fact you used the word sneaky there. Sneaky diva. Sneaky high maintenance vet.
He said there's some stuff going on in the locker room. He said the team will keep the specifics internal.
Oh, ooh.
That's what infighting. Al Horford said.
Infighting.
That's like you're mentioning it, but you're not mentioning it. You're trying not to mention it, but you're mentioning it, dude. Like, if it's internal, keep it internal. Don't tell anyone anything's going on.
Right.
Right? Remember when the Warriors won a couple of years ago, and after they won the championship, they revealed, hey, it was a tough year. We had some issues internally, but we figured it out. No one knew about it during the season.
That was the Durant one, the first one, right?
They kept it in-house. They had issues, but you didn't know that there were issues going on. Al Horford. Sneaky diva. I didn't get the sense that he was at all the problem in Boston.
Sneaky problem teammate.
Did you?
No. Al's a good pro.
I don't know that he fixed any of the problems here.
Did all the little things well, right?
You say that with such dismissiveness. You do.
I just expected more.
You're so dismissive.
That's at league two. That's what they get paid. But
so dismissive.
What do you want for that much money?
Mike is in the car. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, just a few quick things. So, thanks for taking my call, guys. I'm a huge fan. First is, you guys got to talk more about the Bruins. I know you're listening to a lot. We got the class of the NHL out there.
They're hot. White hot.
White hot. Anyway, so, I agree with you totally on your comment about Brady and what this guy's looking for. Obviously, he wants some personnel, but I think it all boils down to what you said, whether you classify it as though he wants to get to the bye.
Which team gives you the ability to win 12 or more games? And you could count them on one hand.
Well, the key piece to it is out of the teams on one hand, only one of them has a division as awful as the AFC East, and that's why I think the Patriots are the only one. I mean, he's getting guaranteed 5 or 6 wins. You want that bye? This is where you get it. You're not going to get it in the NFC East. So anyway, that's all I had for you. Love you guys.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't want to get out of the AFC East if I were a quarterback.
I wouldn't either.
I'd be like, nope, I'm staying here. But Buffalo's on the rise a little bit. They've got a good defense. They're going to be a real team.
Quarterback's a bit of a putz in the head.
Sucks.
He'll turn it over.
Come on.
You should be able to out-coach that team to wins. As solid as that team is. Good defense.
But I would say it's sort of similar in the NFC East. The Giants and Redskins aren't going to be good anytime soon.
Right.
And you've got another team.
Eagles are struggling.
That, like, you know, is middle of the road. Like, they're good. They're not great. I would say the Eagles and Bills are sort of on the same footing right now.
Yeah.
They both got good coaches. They
play tough.
The Eagles have a better quarterback, but they're both overrated.
Do they?
He's good. He's better than average.
Be. Yeah.
He's better than average.
I think he played under his ceiling. Obviously, I think he played under his ceiling this year. He had issues this year.
Yes.
Wentz, and he's coming off injury and all that, and that's tough to do. But He should be better next year. I would expect him to
be. What? I would say he's an average quarterback, and the Bills are below average. Let's do that.
I'd put the Bills average.
If Wentz is better than average, he's slightly better than average. Josh Allen, below average. That's a below average quarterback.
What down is it? He gets knocked out and doesn't know he got knocked out. Okay. What's his baseline? I mean, seriously. Put him in the tent. What's his baseline? Ooh.
John's in Brighton. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I love listening to you every day. I just have a quick question for you guys, and I'll let you go. How important do you think a manager is on a baseball team if all these guys are getting paid so much and the Red Sox don't even have a manager? And you're looking at almost, you know, 80 million shy, but I know that's not a lot. Half a billion for a player.
I think he's pretty important. Pretty important. Sixth inning on.
Okay, so who would you hire? Because I loved Varitek, but I don't think anybody loves that job right now.
You laughed. I like the way Buck Showalter manages against you. He'll unload his whole damn team, try and beat you in a mid June game. I know his name's been thrown around. Shaughnessy would love to see him in too. Dan said that the other day. That's not going to happen.
No, I don't think Buck Showalter is what the Red Sox prefer.
Right. They want a Ron Renicki type guy.
Yeah, they want someone they can control from upstairs.
Yeah.
But Buck Showalter has his own ideas.
Could you imagine this with another team in another sport where you don't have a coach going in and we're like,
it's July and there's an NFL team saying, who's the coach going to be?
So like the only other sport, hockey, you could pop your coach like midseason and then get hot. You know, just...
I mean,
not rolling it. You're right, Artie. Not rolling into a season. But the problem is, spring training's too long. It sucks.
Yeah, we've seen what a bad manager can do. We've seen it in this town. You know, Bobby Valentine can absolutely cause a team or be a big part of a team disintegrating. But
what did he do day one? He started running those Tom Emanski videos in clubhouse, right down to spring training.
Get the right manager. Allow those guys to come to how important are they? I don't think all that important. In-game decision, sure. Overall mood of the clubhouse, managing egos, yes. Can you start spring training without one? Yeah. As the truck already left, pitchers and catchers going to be reporting what, Tuesday?
Yep.
The week after?
Train's rolling, either getting on or getting off.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Did the truck get there yet? Is there a way for us to track
that? Yeah, it's straight drive for them. I don't think they stop. They take turns driving, don't they? They get just straight there.
They don't stop.
What do they get?
Hop over each other.
Pee in a Gatorade bottle. It's like wide mouth Gatorade bottles.
It's like an international flight where the pilots go in waves, you know? Like
someone's sleeping in the back. Yeah, you guys take one. I got this.
Well,
is there a Red Sox truck tracker?
I forgot to tell you about this.
What? What'd you forget?
So we went over on that trip to Israel, right? So there's the upstairs on this plane, and... about 8 hours in, we're bored. We're walking around the plane. We go upstairs. I'm like, shh, don't go near there. Why? Can't tell me don't go there and there. All the pilots are laid out. They're sleeping. There's like four of them sleeping laid out because they take turns and rotate. Those international flights.
Yeah, that's what they're doing on the Red Sox truck.
Like, they keep them there. They keep them there like aliens. Like, you want to see the good stuff? Plug them in.
I don't know. You pull off
at him.
You pull off at his Stuckies, get some of that trucker speed. You don't even need to switch drivers.
You know, I did a...
Bandit the Snowman drove all the way from Atlanta to Texarkana and back. Neither one of them slept, and they had two cars. They had Bandit 1 and Bandit 2.
About 8 years ago, I did it.
Trans Am and a Peterbilt. What you got?
I did an appearance at Flying J? Those truck stops?
Yeah.
I did one out west on Western.
Jimmy Haslam's Flying J.
Western Mass. I'm standing there next to like a rack of hats, gloves, and keychains and like vape pens. I'm just standing there for 2 hours.
I did one of those.
Beginning of the sports hub. Remember?
Out west. 80 or 84?
Yeah.
That's the one that's way out there.
That's
84.
Yeah.
Up towards New York. Right before the New York border.
I had to do one of those.
That sucked.
You just what?
And people walk in like, who the hell are you? What are you doing here?
Have a hell of a good coupon. There you go.
You ever go out to that Western Mass border?
Yeah.
There's some interesting towns out there.
Out by Lee.
Yeah, we weren't in Western Mass. It was still central. I mean,
I don't know, dude.
I know.
Who the hell?
Drive to Albany from here, and you'll get to the border, and you'll see what it's like out there.
What
truck arrived this morning?
It did.
Fort Myers News Press has an article about it.
Oh, thank God.
Minnesota Twins truck arrives tomorrow.
How exciting. What things
ever drive that turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston there, Hardy? That's what you got to do. All the way.
The Berkshires seem dreamlike on account of that frost.
Yeah, sure does.
What do you got, about 10 miles behind you?
10,000 more to go.
Whoa, whoa.
What movie is that from?
No, it's a James Taylor song. Brandon's in Boston. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my phone call. So, you know, with the Celtics, I think a good trading partner would be the Bulls. They have a good, quite a few assets that the Celtics can use. You know, you got Zach LaVine, Thaddeus Young. They need a center, so, you know, Felicio's good. Charles Bench help, you can go with Otto Porter Jr. and Denzel Valentine.
You're throwing a lot of names here. And what are you giving up for it? What do you want to trade?
Also, well, I'm not the GM, so I can't really tell you who.
Come on, but, Brandon, you always have names for us. You always have names for us.
Yeah, look, who would you right give now up?
All right, so Zach LaVine, I'll straight up give up Jaylen Brown for Zach LaVine. He's having a career year. He's consistent. Who else? You know, you need to get Hassan Whiteside, so I would give up some of our young assets and, you know, give up one of our bigs for him. You need some shooters. So
they're not going to do it, Brandon. They're not going to do it. Get ready. There will be no trade today.
No.
There will be no trade.
Hassan Whiteside makes $27 million.
Yeah, he can't fit. They have no way of doing that.
That's more than I thought.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. Hardy has headlines. We've got one more segment of your calls. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's an app.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the sports up.
Back in the day, that was the thing to do. Everybody, it wasn't about, you know, how can I sign something as fast as possible? It's like, how can I get the free agency? Right. Or like, you know, get that time and then get free agency. And he has every right to exercise his right. And doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or whatever like that. And a lot of people will ask, you know, but what if it was you? What if you were in his shoes? Well, it don't matter. If you was in his shoes, you would make his same decision because you're in his shoes. So you just got to respect it. A player who believes in himself and is willing to bet on himself, then I have nothing but the utmost respect for that.
It's Jackie Bradley Jr. today talking about Mookie Betts. If you were in his shoes, you'd do the same thing because you were in his shoes. No, I don't think he fully understands the... If you're in his shoes, if you personally were in the position of someone else, what would you do versus what they would do? That's the whole point of it. You were saying, what'd you just say in my ear, Jim? What about Pete Abraham? I saw his
like
video.
He liked the pun, the bet pun.
Oh.
Bet on himself.
On himself. That's,
A player who believes in himself and is willing to bet on himself, then I have nothing but the utmost respect for that.
Yeah, the bet, I mean, in my mind, the bet is already paid off. Like, Mookie Betts is not making a bet now. It's done. The bet is over. He bet on himself 2-3 years ago. It's already proven what he is. He's not betting on himself by not signing a contract right now. He was betting on himself 2 or 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever. That's when he was betting on himself. He already won the bet. Mookie Betts won the bet. It's done. He's going to get paid a boatload of money when he becomes a free agent at the end of the year. It's Jackie Bradley Jr. in camp today, reporting early. Do you think this early reporting for Bradley is going to help him hit more than, you know, 200 this year? Shot of that happening?
Oh, yeah. He's going to increase it by 25, by 0.25. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Who would the Red Sox be better served by this year, David Price or Jackie Bradley Jr.?
David Price.
Like, if the Mookie trade's inevitable, This is where how you, Tyler, this is how you can criticize Chaim Bloom. You could say, all right, if the Betts trade is inevitable, how about you don't bring back Jackie Bradley Jr.? You let that guy walk out the door, and then you're under. And you could keep Price, and as you told me, that if they had traded Betts on his own, the return would have been better than what they got giving up Price and Betts. That's a way that they could be more competitive this year and achieve their long-term draft goals, too. I just solved all the problems for them and for you specifically.
He said length.
Length? What length of what length? What are we talking about?
Price's deal.
Oh, over the next three years. Yeah. Well, you're paying him $48 million to not pitch here.
Right.
At that point, pay him the full salary and let him pitch.
By the way, I got a text. Rentham Police Station losing it over.
They're loving you over there,
Tyler's.
They're loving you.
Cops got us all on down there watching it, having lunch. And where'd the boy get the sweatshirt? They want to know. I said Kohl's.
They like you over there. You've got the Rentham free reign.
You can go to the outlets and speed right through.
It's a sweater.
Power blue, power red.
Zoe.
They're like, we got a live one here.
The unofficial mayor of Rentham, Scott Zolak.
Enos Kanter just tweeted eyeballs.
Maybe you get more hip pain.
He passed out again.
Maybe he's getting new glasses.
I can't get over the fact he passed out twice from hip pain. Like blacked out.
Maybe he got a new cell phone and he has emojis now. Instead of that picture he took of the jerseys at the start of the year. And blamed it on having a terrible cell phone. Howard's in Randolph. Hi, Howard.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple of quick points. Because the Sox self-inflicted themselves by signing both Sale and Eovaldi last year, that's $45 million that's coming on this year's contract. So that's why they had to get rid of Betts and Price. Now, Price, if they kept him for this year, and then say he got injured or whatever, they couldn't trade him, at the end of the year, he would be a 10-5 guy, and
yes, he would
trade for the following year.
That's correct.
So that's because that's why they had to attach Price with Betts.
Well, but and so let's play that out. So let's say Price does get hurt this year, and then you can't move him, which he'd have no value anyway, even with his 10-5 rights. So what? You've got 2 years left on the deal. It's not like it's got 10 years left on the deal.
Right, but it's still like $31 million in addition to the other money.
$32 million a year. They're already paying half of it though.
Right.
So, I mean, I'd feel much better about Price being moved. They didn't have to pay him.
Yeah. That's why I said.
Like, if they didn't have to pay him, you're like, okay, I sort of see what they're doing here.
That's why when I first thought, like, okay, the best part of this was you got rid of David Price in his contract. No, you're paying half of it. That was the tough part of it. Like, okay, so Price is part of this. That means, they're taking on his contract.
If he were a free agent, is he getting $32 million a year? No, he's not. He's not. I think the 12 number. Who threw out that
Buster,
12 number?
Buster only.
Buster only threw that number out? He said 12 million? I think that's a little low. He's not far off. Like, what did
Eovaldi get? 18?
Like Cole Hamels and Wade Miley's. Those guys all got like 15, 16 million, didn't they? They're all one-year deals, so there's no long-term commitment. So I think Buster's a little bit off. But, yeah, I think the Dodgers got Price at the value they would have had to pay for him in free agency. Because he's younger, I think, than Cole Hamels. He's by a bit.
Rob Manfred just said he hopes the Red Sox investigation will be done before camp's open. That's next week. So
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that off the top today. I think it's more likely than not that they will have that out by the time they get to spring training next week. And they'll do it as a solid to the Red Sox so that they can figure out who their manager's
going to start anew. Yeah.
The quote is, investigations are funny. You think you know what your timeline is, but it's a day-to-day prediction.
That's what the NFL keeps saying about the Patriots.
It's amazing. They must still be They must still be interviewing people down there. You know?
Yeah. NFL. Season's over in the NFL. When is that going to happen?
When's the owners' meetings? March?
That's a good question.
End of March, I think, are owners' meetings. Combine is 27th of February.
Seems like all the facts were readily available pretty quick on that one. Like,
yeah, the video was out the next day.
Who are the key players? The two guys who were there.
Yeah.
And, their bosses back in Gillette. A couple of guys, like literally four people.
Well, Ted Wells is approaching 70 years old now. I mean, he's slowing down a little bit.
Yeah. He's taking a horse and buggy to the interviews?
No, it's easy. He's not working as fast as he was 5 years ago.
Pipe.
He's semi-retired now, so... When they put Ace on the case there, you know, it's a little slower on the uptick there. So, yeah, we'll see.
Like the last couple seasons of Matlock. And it just didn't move as fast anymore.
He was still figuring things out.
Still wore a suit the color of our intern's khakis, though. Even to court. Ben Matlock, he didn't care.
I can't wait to see what he wears next day in. When are you in again? Next Tuesday?
Yeah. He didn't care one bit. Today's takeaway is coming up next.
Like a random.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's
all right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today. Call them or just go online to awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, what are we having there today, Louth? What do we got?
What do we got, Louth?
Luthy Louth?
Brady Jim to Luth? The Cowboys talk. Do you want to hear Zoe's take on
yes.
it or Cowherd's take on it
No,
first?
I want to hear, well, let's hear Cowherd yesterday. You're right, his take on this. Then we'll play Zoe.
Do you understand the merch this would create? This is Ronaldo to, you know, Barcelona. That's what it was. The merchandise, the shirts, the jerseys. Just, I'm telling you, optics matter. We don't eat blue food. I don't fly yellow airplanes. I don't. Airplanes, I like Delta. Power blue, power red. I'm sorry. That stuff matters. These companies all are spending hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on optics. You got a free agent legend. You got a young quarterback worth about 28 that wants 38 and is not bending. You could do worse. It's Jerry Jones. He has the best practice facility. He's got the best stadium. He's got the best brand. He sells the most merchandise. Look at that.
Okay. Merch, he says. He's got merch.
Delta.
Okay.
Power blue, power red. You got to have a red tie, red, and a blue tie.
Power good
blue.
Power. I like Delta.
Okay, great. Love Delta. Okay, that's Cowherd yesterday. Let's get to Zoe today.
So what other teams could you look at where Brady realistically thinks we're going to be a 12 and 13 win team there? Because he ain't playing for 8-8. He ain't playing for wild card weekend again. He knows you need the bye if ultimately you want to play on a Super Bowl team next year. Do you really have that in Tampa? Chargers, meh. But you're playing Kansas City twice a year. Yeah. Vegas is better. It's funny how we call them Vegas. Where else are you going to go? Dallas? See? That could be... that. Dallas, to me, as far as a crazy-ass owner, great, great facilities, pretty good team. Good offensive line. That's a big offensive line. They got running backs. They got pretty good receivers. Dallas, if they can't get Dak done, would he make a play for Brady for 2 years? Yeah, I don't have enough pie for Dak. But I got enough pie for you. Come on, eat some pie down here. You like eating pie. Dallas, I mean, nobody's talking about Dallas.
Well, Colin Coward's talking about Dallas.
Oh, he is?
Talked about Dallas yesterday, I believe. Yeah, where's Dallas coming from all of a sudden?
Dallas might be a player in this.
Oh! Really? Dallas might be a player in all of this.
Is Dallas a playoff team?
They should be.
Is Mike McCarthy a pretty good offensive coach?
He's better than what they had.
Better than what they have. So they've upgraded a coach. That's a veteran coach who would know how to deal with a veteran quarterback because he's had to do it. And a high maintenance one in Aaron Rodgers.
Is Dallas
some of the pieces fit there and some don't.
Dallas might be a player in all of this.
That's what this guy's got away in his mind.
Good to know.
Do the pieces so don't fit here that you're going to have to pick up and uproot your family and you got to teach a whole system and run your system and teach a West Coast coach? Like Gruden's West Coast, McCarthy's West Coast. That terminology is ridiculous. You know, Phil Perry talked, he had a good article, talked to a lot of different quarterbacks, started with Montana last week at the Super Bowl. Joe's like, my advice would be not to go there. Jeff Garcia, who's been on multiple teams, Matt Castle, had 11 coordinators in 12 years. And you talk about that terminology, and sometimes, yeah, we had to tweak it, but Brady likes having his time. He's got to charge those batteries in the offseason. His family sacrifices a lot. So,
earlier today, Hardy, as he always does, provides you with the time and temperature. And immediately following that, Zoe, instead of talking back to the production booth with Jim and T-Bone.
Oh, I wondered about
this. He left his microphone open today. Oh, and no. I did not know this had happened, but I don't know. I haven't heard it. I didn't realize it happened when it did. Hardy was wondering about it, and here it is.
Learn from their mistakes. Get your nacho fries today for a limited time at a participating Taco Bell location near you.
What are nacho fries? Celtics play here.
I remember that.
Is that like a real French fry? That's your fault.
That went over the air.
I trust you.
You hit the talk back, and then you must have hit the on button.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? You really can't. These are like, because it's like.
Yeah, they're a little wonky sometimes.
It's, yeah.
Listen how loud his headphones are, though.
Huh? Is it like a real French fry?
It is, Zoe. It is a traditional fast food fry made with what Taco Bell calls Mexican seasoning plus nacho cheese dipping sauce.
So they're cheese fries with a Mexican seasoning.
They are French fries with. Like taco seasoning, yeah. And then they give you cheese sauce to dip them in.
That sounds disgusting.
You're not going to take it for a spin? You like salty stuff.
You know what?
You love stuff like that.
And
you
I laughed at that. I laughed at the...
Zoe loves to go to the cheese curds, cheese fries booth.
I do.
Gillette.
I do.
This is right up your alley.
Like I thought that Dorito, that first Dorito taco when it first came out, was like, oh, that sounds awful. And then you try it, that's pretty damn good. You put cheese and meat on anything like that, it's just... Oh.
Whoa, so lettuce. Loves cheeses, meats and cheeses. It's
like an explosion in your mouth.
That would be the Mexican seasoning.
Where's Mass?
I don't know. Felger Mass coming your way next.
I see McComb walking around out there.
We got a Friday show tomorrow. It's on the way. I don't think we'll have much to talk about with the Celtics at the deadline. But if anything happens, you'll hear it on Felger and Mass.
2 hours left.
They're coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mass.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati, presented by DraftKings. Coming to you from our Townfair Tire Studios here at the beautiful Beasley Media Group in Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Big Jim Murray alongside the Maz chair. Tim McGone in the update studio. McBone, as we like to call him. It's a draft day. What am I saying? Draft day. It's a trade deadline show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.